Hi, this is a dictation for patient Cornelius Baron, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-U-S-B-A-R-O-N. Cornelius Baron is here for a follow-up evaluation on 6-9-2022. The date of birth is 11-14-1981, date of accident 7-18-2021. Mr. Cornelius Baron is here on 6-9-2022 for follow-up visit. She has been having multiple episodes and of pain and various symptoms, beginning pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to left arm, including fourth and fifth finger, pain in the right shoulder with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 110 degrees and weakness of the right shoulder and right arm, along with headaches, loss of balance, forgetfulness, and also this is all related to automobile accident that occurred on 7-18-2021, where he was hit in a front-end driver's side collision and while I was traveling as a passenger on the right side, restrained. Currently, the headaches are ongoing around 6, while neck pain is 6, mid-back pain is 8, and this pain is shooting down to the lower back. Lower back pain is 7, and it is shooting down to the left leg as electricity. And also, neck pain is shooting down to the right arm, involving second, third, fourth, and fifth finger. Right shoulder has a pain around 6. Overall, the pain level is between 6 and 8, and the ADLs are affected 6. Overall, 80% pain has been relieved and improved due to the various injections and various treatment protocol, including physical therapy. The ADLs are affected in the area of work 8 and general activity 6. Enjoyment of life is affected 7. System review patient reports a headache, which is getting sometimes worse, but there is no associated dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, memory issues, or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no history of confusion or disorientation. However, the patient has mild anxiety and mild depression and tension, weakness, and difficulty sleeping. Pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, limited range of motion, nerve pain, lower back pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, right shoulder pain, and also right hip pain. And in the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chestnut, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is a change of medicine has not helping him for a longer time, but only for a short time. In last 30 days, no changes of medical, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss are reported, and no other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is all frame. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is reported in full compliance. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 140 over 116. Pulse is 80, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of4-7-2022, dictation number 0407-071. Plan of diagnosis, the same plan of care is to continue the medication, which are Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Tramadol ER 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, Acifax 20 milligram twice a day for help with the stomach protection. Topical pain relief with the lidocaine patches and water and gel has been ordered with two refills. He's also provided a prescription for Furoset for headache relief, 75 tablets, and hydroxyzine 50 tablets for relief of anxiety. The patient continues for having physical therapy and disability work and housework replacement and the transportation. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed all along. and the patient is otherwise stable. He has been advised about marijuana program for control of further pain, and at this time, patient is scheduled for CESI, the third injection, and he has responded very well. Thank you.